This is Open Mic Live. Let's go! Welcome to this week's episode. We have a very special guest coming. Welcome back to Open Mic Life, and today we're diving again into stories that inspire and empower as part of our special holiday series, the Small Business Summit, where we're celebrating the boldness it takes to take dreams into reality. I'll be sitting down with three women who launched their businesses right here in Luxembourg. Claire and Marie own Thrive Studio, which is a Pilates and functional fitness studio focused on mindful movement and mindful living, encouraging taking a moment to breathe deeply and connect movement with breath. Each of their classes is meticulously designed with a focus on technique, form, and function. Their team is highly qualified and dedicated, with teachers that are here to inspire you, encourage self-awareness while helping you meet your fitness needs. At their core, they believe in making fitness an enjoyable and lifelong commitment. With us today is also Angela, who is focused on personalized events, corporate weddings, social gatherings, kids' parties, and much more. Her passion is giving them a handmade touch, and the inspiration is to bring happiness and love to her clients' celebrations. Angela values the moments where we can celebrate with family and friends. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, a seasoned professional, or someone who's curious about the twists and turns of life, these stories will remind you that following your passions can lead to remarkable places. So grab a warm drink, settle in, and let's explore these women who transformed their journeys into something extraordinary. Let's get started. Welcome to Open Mic Life. I'm very happy to have here with me today Claire, Marie, and Angela.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
Good. Excited.
Excited. Very nice. How are you?
Kind of nervous, but let's go for it.
No,
thank you so much.
It's really nice to have a combination of people on together because you have different businesses, but what connects you is that you turned your passion into your work. So that's what we are here to talk about today. And you ladies own Thrive Studio.
Yes.
And you're focused on mindful movement. Can you tell me a little bit what this means?
It's the concept of moving mindfully, but it's not just about movements. It's about applying all the skills and tools that we have, that we are learning in the studio, to our day-to-day life. So it's actually about more mindful living. Mm-hmm. So we're doing mindful movement to then translate into mindful living. So it's really just connecting with breath, connecting with your body, letting go of stuff you don't need, working on lovely energy in the body, calm mind, calm body, strong body, and for all ages, all bodies.
Yeah. And how did you come to this idea? What was the inspiration behind it?
Well, it was an evolution, really, of working in the industry. And I think both of us, Marie and I, started off as very connected, mindful people anyway. And then we naturally translated that into our business, and then it grew organically from there.
And you two are partners, which is great. We talk a lot about the community that women are creating. So how did you decide to collaborate, actually?
Do you want to answer that or me?
Yeah. Part of the reason we decided to collaborate is because, kind of going from where Claire was going, we kind of grew organically. Mm-hmm. I had a studio that I was renting, doing my fitness classes, and Claire came along and was like, oh, I love this space, can I rent with you? So Claire was doing her Claire Marie Pilates, mm-hmm. I was doing Hit Me. And so we kind of worked together like that, and then we're like, hey, hang on. This is working really well because they were really complementing each other, the classes, the Pilates classes, mm-hmm. and the more functional fitness style classes. So we said, why don't we do this together? Because some of the challenges as having a small business in Luxembourg is you're trying to do everything and you're trying to do so much as a business owner, that we sat down and said, look, this would be a lot better and a lot easier if we did this together.
Yes.
And that's kind of how Thrive was born officially, even though we'd kind of been working together a long time before, mm-hmm. unofficially separately with our businesses together.
Very nice, very nice. I also want to say welcome to Angela.
Thank you.
And you're actually coming directly from an event, am I correct?
Yes.
That you organized.
Yes, I organized. I started for... it was an accident, really. I never imagined. In my home country, I used to work as a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So completely different side of the brain. And I started because I used to do it as a hobby for friends. Mm-hmm. And family, friends, and it was a passion. But I never expected to work with this. And I started because a friend of mine asked me, let's do it. Yeah. You are doing so well and we can do together. You know, crazy friends talking in the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, but I think it's you can do it for friends, family, as a passion, as a hobby, but it's different when you do it professionally.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It's really, really different because you have a pressure and to have a business on your shoulder. You have to think about a lot of details, mm-hmm. to leave your comfort zone.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, so it was really, really difficult in the beginning. And this friend, she said she was pregnant. And she said, oh, Angela, I cannot do this anymore. And I really had a schedule. So mm-hmm. I continued with business. I started to study, to do it professionally. But yes, I think just to be here, to talk, to have a community that mm-hmm. we could do it and we are doing it. This is really, really great because it's very, very difficult for us to handle family, homes, children, you know, everything together. And on top of that, has the responsibility to have a business.
Yes.
So, and sometimes even to go for a meeting or even to have a free time for us is mm-hmm. difficult.
Yes,
so,
100%.
Yes, so.
A lot of our listeners are interested on the topic of how to start a business. So because what were some of the challenges that you encountered and some of the steps that you had to take in order to do that?
Oh, wow.
I'm just laughing about it.
Don't think too much.
Well, my personal story was my background is in music mm-hmm. and I'm a singer okay. and a vocal coach. And I studied Pilates in London and I... qualified in London, and then we moved to Luxembourg. When I was in London, I was working as an event and marketing manager for the Royal Academy of Dance. Mm-hmm. So I had a very good job. I loved it. And I'd planned to do that here and do Pilates as my, like, my hobby job mm-hmm. Because I just loved it and I love to teach. But when I got here 12 years ago, there was no space for someone who didn't have all the languages. So then I was forced to like rely on my skill set and luckily have very strong skills, mm-hmm. Pilates teacher being one of them, singing vocal coach being the other. And I just had to make it happen. So that's what I did. So it wasn't necessarily a conscious choice, mm-hmm. but it was the best decision I have ever made. Because now looking back, how I sat in an office, well, in an events job, as you know, Angela, you're not really sitting down yeah. for most of your day. You are busy doing all sorts of things. So I think that's how I managed to stay in that job for so long. And I love the environment. But now reflecting on it, I don't know how I was in an office for 8 hours a day and not moving.
Yeah.
Because now all I need to, if I don't move, well, it's like... I don't know.
I understand.
It's difficult for me.
So it's a different, basically different phase of your work life.
Yeah, it was a complete career change.
Yeah.
And I started working in a studio and got given really great opportunities. Everybody was so kind mm-hmm. when I first got here. And then decided, obviously, because I had quite a lot of experience of events and management, and I did a master's in cultural management, that I wanted to use that knowledge and skills. Mm-hmm. And it just evolved organically. It was not something that I was like, okay, I'm going to go and do this, and then it will progress to this. But I have to say now, especially after partnering with Marie and merging our businesses together, we are now really focusing more on strategy, on goal setting. And it's sort of easier for us, I think, because like combined, we have over 30 years experience in the mm-hmm. industry.
Yeah.
So it just sort of happens. And our business also, just like Marie said, just sort of happened.
Yeah.
And we became great friends, and then it really just grew from being great friends, really big respect for each other, and having complementary businesses mm-hmm. that when they're put together, it's like, if you do all this training, if you do the functional training, the Pilates training, and the mindful side of life, you just have this holistic package of health mm-hmm. and wellness and well-being.
I think for those who want to open a business, mm-hmm. I think we all can agree that you cannot wait, you have everything perfect to start.
Yeah.
You have to go for it. Mm-hmm. And then, step by step, you start to learn your public, you start to learn how things work, because yep. it's difficult for everybody, especially in the beginning. And you learn every day. If you are open to yes. learn, you learn every day. So I think from my experience, don't wait to know everything, to feel prepared. We are never prepared for this.
Yes.
This is so true.
Right?
That is so true, yeah.
And Angela, you say that your passion is giving events a handmade touch.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about this?
Yes. So I come from a family that my grandma, she did a lot of things, handmade things. And also my mom, and also my daughter loves this. So, and I think in these days, we have a lot of industrial things, and this touch that when you make something for someone with your heart, it's different. And I love this approach. So what I try is to bring, for example, touch, stationery, guest souvenirs. The most I can, we do handmade things. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, you can do a high-tech, a super huge event with technology. This helps a lot. I'm not saying against it. But sometimes all you need is a cake, you know, family, friends, and a handmade touch, you know, something made with heart.
Yes.
So, and I think for me, in my work, how people react is the wow.
This is the biggest prize.
Yes, get. True. So yes, I try a lot to keep mm-hmm. this handmade touch.
Wonderful. That sounds really great. And we'll talk more about this. Marie, can you tell me a little bit about the community that you see that you're creating in Thrive?
Oh, that's pretty incredible, actually. The thing about Claire and I and Thrive as a studio is we try our aim, and I think we're doing it.
I think we're doing it.
we try to create a very humble, actually, mm-hmm. atmosphere, and also a very relaxed atmosphere. One thing that we really gelled with early on in our values as ourselves, as a person, as people, and what we want people to experience with Thrive, is we want them to come in the doors and actually feel relaxed. We don't want them to be worried and stressed. Right, I want to work out. I want to sweat. Mm-hmm. I want to burn fat. We don't want them to come in with that attitude. We don't want them to come in and be worried about gym equipment. We are completely the other end of the scale of mm-hmm. what a gym is.
Okay.
So we want people to come in, feel relaxed, feel humble, and have a good communication with us as teachers, and also communication with all the other people that come. Mm-hmm. And we do have that. They come in, they say, hello, hi, how are you? Did you feel that from the other class? Did she do that to you? So we have, we are really trying to create a very relaxed, humble experience. And we want people to come in that door feeling one way, and every single class, no matter what they're doing, leave and feel differently and better, mm-hmm. body and mind.
Yeah, this is so true. And the fact that I see places promote no pain, no gain attitude towards your body, I feel is very, so to say, unnatural.
It's very negative, and I think it's very damaging,
yeah,
to have that attitude. And this is where our mindful movement slogan comes in. Yes, you can have a challenging class. I teach a lot of the functional fitness classes. I teach boxing, kettlebell. Doesn't mean it can't be mindful. Mm-hmm. And the mindful part comes in that we are really connecting our brain with our body. What is our body doing? What position is it in? Because it needs to be in the correct position to, yeah, be the most effective and efficient and not have any injury. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we can still have a hard class, but it's mindful movement still every single time. And there is no such thing as no pain, no gain in our classes.
Very good. Very good.
I think it's wonderful, your, yeah, approach, because I have a 16 years old girl, mm-hmm, teenager, and not she, but her friends, they want to have the perfect body. They want, yeah, to do a workout, you know, every day, mm-hmm, proteins. Mm-hmm. She changed the food at home. You know, yeah. I'm mad with her. Yeah. Yeah. You know, so this is, I think, this is really, really great, your approach to, even for the teenager, this new generation, that, mm-hmm, they are so focused on physical body. Yeah. This is amazing.
Thank you.
It works. Well, they do seem to enjoy it.
We do have quite a lot of teens who come to our studio. They come with their parents and they train, and it's having, at least the feedback is that they're having a really positive approach then to their school life, to their exams, to exam stress, to managing stress in general, and also just to give them access to an environment that is welcoming for everybody, that you don't have to look a certain way, you don't have to be a certain age, you don't have to be a certain size, you don't have to be anything, mm-hmm, you just come as you are, we meet you where you are at, and then we help you to grow from there and become more you. One of the things that I find very challenging in the fitness industry is that a lot of the marketing and the approach and Instagram, social media is about, let's change who you are. Mm-hmm. You're not good enough.
Yeah.
As you are. Yeah. Let's make you thinner. Let's make you stronger. Let's make you like this. Obviously, making you stronger is really important. As a byproduct of that, normally you will be thinner. Mm-hmm. But the focus on the superficial is really too much now.
Yeah.
I think we need, and people are craving to go back to them. And for me, you know, when you come in through the door, you're already enough. You're already there. It's enough. You know, you're doing enough. Mm-hmm. Now we help you to become more you and realize that, especially when we're working with people with pain and or low self-esteem. And teenage life it's a really tricky stage. We've all been there, you know. Yeah. It's a really tricky stage, you know? Teenagers. And it's really important to build their self-esteem and their self-confidence, and that they are good enough for all aspects of their lives. Because as soon as people realise that they are enough, then they become successful, because they're already successful.
Yeah. I think the big point is find the balance, right? Mm-hmm. Mind, physical, mm-hmm, or when you asked me about handmade, the handmade, the technology, I think the big secret for ours is to find the balance.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's tough, and strictly it's difficult, because especially with the social media and all the information we have now, and especially for ladies,
yeah,
it's moms, ladies, it's difficult. It's difficult.
Definitely. Yeah. And Angela, tell me, you want to create a community for charity events, you said.
Yes.
So I want you to talk a little bit about this, because it's another area that you want to expand into.
Yes, this is a dream for me. to set up my business in a point that I have this possibility. I came from Brazil, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of social work there because the difference between the rich mm-hmm. and the in need people, it's huge. The gap between yeah. us. Of course, we are talking about Luxembourg, and we all know the conditions here are great, amazing, especially if we compare when the country that like Brazil or, but. In these years, and in business, I saw a lot of couples, for example, they want to get married, but they dream to have a party. Mm-hmm. They dream to celebrate with family, with friends, and they can't. Mm-hmm. So they started to say, okay, next year, next year, next year. And then they move together, they have kids, and especially the ladies, they mm-hmm. stay with this dream, you know, that, oh, I would like to have a celebration, you know, but I can't. So, and I'm not talking only about weddings. For kids who never had the opportunity to have a birthday party or to receive, to invite friends to come in, to have to see Santa Claus coming and playing. Of course, you can go to a supermarket and have to see Santa Claus. But no, what I'm trying to say is experience, interaction. Yeah. So, and I have a lot of, I'm so blessed. I have a lot of suppliers mm-hmm. who work with me and they have the same mindset. They have the same of, you know, energy to do something together.
That's wonderful.
So what I would like to do is, for example, a common birthday party in the year. Mm-hmm. So subscribe your child and let's do a party together.
Okay.
And put the community together.
Yes.
It's an example. But yes, I have all suppliers and maybe some, let's see, because you have to do, to have the stability enough in your business to mm-hmm. do it, of course.
Mm, of course.
If you do this in the business without this stability, you break your business, of yes. course. But yes, this is a project I will love to set it.
Wonderful. And it will be great for you to come back and tell us how this goes.
Cross fingers. Exactly.
What about for Thrive? What is the next step? Whew.
Well, we've just moved into a larger premises, so that's taken quite a lot. We've just moved to Gondorange, mm-hmm. where, so we've got a much bigger studio, so it's really nice. So we're enjoying that at the moment.
Thank you.
But you have had thoughts on doing community classes, haven't you?
Yeah, it was always my goal has always been to create this mindful wellness, holistic health community. As part of that, I always wanted to add in like community classes, so either like a pay it forward mm-hmm. type of idea, or that we run like a community class once a month and it's pay what you can. But like Angela said, you've got to get to a certain point before you can do that.
Definitely.
I'm hoping we can get there in the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. I think it's quite a realistic goal. And yeah, just to grow our community, really.
Yeah.
That's so that we can all continue to enjoy what we're doing and to help people. So many people have pain and mm-hmm. debilitating pain. Back pain is really understated. And they get... Luxembourg is a very great system to support people in that way. But I think it just depends on who they work with. At a certain point, there's only so much physio you can have, mm-hmm. right? So at a certain point, you need to start to rewire your brain to undo that pain.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of clients that we support through that, and we have amazing teachers that work with us. You can rewire your brain. Pain is a neurological thing. So that means if it's neurological, we can rewire it. And that gift to someone is life-changing.
Yes.
If you can help somebody out of pain, it's just life-changing. And yeah. it has a huge effect on mental health, their socioeconomic health, their family dynamic and all of the stuff that we are, that we're developing together, is really about making people happy and healthy.
Even just not, there's a certain amount of our clients that do come to us for helping pain management, especially to do Pilates for that. But even people that are not in pain, but are in discomfort, you know, that stiff lower back. A lot of the things that we focus on in the studio in Thrive is how to move your body correctly. Like, people know a squat, but how many people do you actually think know how to do a squat correctly and have been doing a squat incorrectly all their lives? So it's simple things like that, really making sure you're doing the simplest exercises that most people know or have heard of, but doing them correctly and effectively as possible. And nine times out of ten, you will see a person squat and it's incorrect.
Which can also be dangerous, in fact.
Exactly. So even something as simple as that, and it's a tiny adjustment, and it makes the world of difference in just one simple movement.
Very nice. Yeah. And I think the three of you have a wonderful mindset in the way that you want to make your services accessible to everyone, because I believe event planning, to have an event planner or to go to a place that is focused on mindfulness, sometimes these things are perceived as a luxury if you have a lot of time and if you have a lot of money. But in fact, all of them really contribute to your life.
Exactly. I think it depends on how you look at it as well. Yeah. You just need to change your priority, maybe.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is expensive, but Luxembourg is expensive. So
That's a challenge for a business.
This is the key business challenge, I think, for everybody, is that everything is expensive.
Especially when you open your business. Because, of course, if you do this as a hobby or if you do this, it's not your job. When you do, when in the time that it's not your, it's not officially your job, it's different.
Yes,
but I think for me, what I can say, it's I try to adapt the most I can, even for a decoration, even for, doesn't matter. If I can, I adapt the most I can. So because I think we're talking about dreams, you're talking about health, you're talking about, so of course we have a limit because, as you said, you have to, in the end, you have to pay the tax. You have to, it's a business,
of course.
But I think this flexibility, this see the situation also with your heart, this change the business. And your clients feel this.
I agree. Yeah. And I can definitely feel that all of you are doing everything that you do from your heart. So thank you so much for being here on Open Mic Live. We're going to leave links down below for everybody to be able to find you, to enjoy the new space, to enjoy an event that you organize. And I'm looking forward to welcoming you back.
Thank you very much.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. See you next week on Open Mic Live.